Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week. Yeah, she's not that smashed. She can still get through this. Now, come on. Tonight on the show, man, Chesty, our college intern, is going to, well, what she's been doing now, going through the stacks and all of the sorting. She's been picking out records that she'll come to me and say, "Come on, Mr. Knight, why don't you play this one? Have you ever played this one? Can't you play this one? How about the B-side of this one? Ooh, I like this label. Can we put this one up on the poll at the website?" You know, and it's very nice in her sort of naive way. But we decided, all right.
You warned me against a lot, though.
Let's play some of these on the air, okay? We'll see, and we'll see what she comes up with. And usually, Chesty's chick picks are pretty cool, I must say. And she checks them out ahead of time, and she decides what she wants to play. So, Chesty, what would you like to tell us about your chick pick this week?
Well, I think that this is a real upbeat number, and I like to get down with the soul groove every once in a while. And I'd like the listeners to pay attention because there's a hint in the beginning about what the name of this group is. And if anybody's out there wants to email in with your guess about the name of this group, I would like to hear your voices.
Chesty's running a contest. Okay, so the...
No, there's no contest.
Okay, so what we know is...
I'm not giving my bra away or anything, but if you'd email in, I'd be real excited.
Wait, what? She's giving what away? She's not giving what away. I missed all that. Anyway, so this is a song that I guess it could tie in with Easter, too, even though you weren't necessarily trying for that. It's called Up in the Morning. It's off the Decca Records label. And we're not going to tell the name of the group, Chesty?
No, just pay attention and you tell me the name of the group.
Okay, at the beginning of the song, there's a clue as to what the name of the group would be. Is that what we're to expect?
Yeah, and then it's kind of a letdown after that. But it's a positive song.
All right, let's do it tonight, folks. Exclusively on the Lost Discs Radio Show.
Look through my window, yeah, yeah. Misty roses. One in every two swinging chicks prefers Jimmy Knight and Dr. Doc Brown to your regular shortwave DJs.
The Lost Discs.
It just so happens that smoking that stuff's against the law.
Radio show.
If somebody really wanted to access THC, they'd go out on the local street corner and buy a bag of real marijuana.
I told you it's a waste of time. The Easter Beagle does all that.
We like that Indian groove here tonight on the Lost Discs radio show. Okay, it's the Chocolate Watch Band. All right, I'm not kidding you on that, man. The Chocolate Watch Band out of 1967, Gone and Passes By. And man, before that, it was... Now, this was Chesty's chick pick, okay, off the Decca Records label. Did anybody get the name of that group? Okay, well, nobody emailed in to take Chesty up on her challenge there.
My guess was it was The Bags.
You're right.
You're right.
The name of the group is called The Bag.
Honestly, I did not look at that, but there is something about emptying a bag in the beginning.
Well, let's listen to the beginning, just the beginning of this record again.
How did I get that?
In fact,
I swear I did not peek over.
Here we go. Here it is. I'll put it on for you. I'll put the... 45, back on the turntable. Now I'm going to have to... I'm not even going to cue it up. I'll just... Here it is. Look.
The Bags.
The Bag. Well, it's not...
Oh, The Bag.
It's not plural. Once again, Doc, that's coming back to bite you in the ass. Take the S off of that. But at the beginning of this record, folks, is a sound like, I guess it's somebody blowing up a paper bag and popping it.
Yeah, there's something about a bag. It sounded like a bag.
And here it comes. There it is.
All right.
See that? Third time's the charm there.
So they pop the bag.
Man. Women. All right. Chesty's. Chesty. All right. Say, get on the microphone. Chesty just said. All right. Just to prove that we're playing the actual 45. There you go. Chesty just said, you know, women like the sound of bags popping. Oh, God. And so does Tasha Femkin. When the hell is Tasha Femkin going to come back on the air? That's the question around here tonight. And, folks, if you're horny, let's be honest. If you're horny and you're enjoying the Lost Discs radio show, then send us a QSL reception report. I don't know if that's redundant or not, but send us a reception report and we will send you a QSL card for WBCQ and specifically, of course, for the Lost Discs radio show. We're curious of where the signal is getting out there tonight. They say it's going down south. They say it's going into the southwest. Okay, fine. Well, let's prove it. And give us a QSL report tonight and we will send you our limited edition QSL postcard with Chesty's cleavage clearly exposed. Ladies and gentlemen, there can be no mistake about it. It's Chesty's chest. She did it on her own one day when we were all out of the office. We came back and she said, "How would this be, Mr. Knight, for a QSL card?" And I said, "Chesty, I'm giving you a raise." Okay. Anyway, then, then there was a lawsuit and all that kind of stuff. So, let's see. Where are we at tonight? On the Lost Discs radio show, you'd have to email it to lost@wbcq.us. Or we do accept analog mail. Go.
P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473, USA. Lost Discs radio show, of course.
That's right. And you got to spell the word discs with a C.
You know what? If you put okay in there, we'll get it, but then we'll heckle you.
Yeah. Okay. And now, here we go. Before the show is over here, and we're running short on time already, I wanted to play something for the pagans and for the Christians. Right? Being that it's Good Friday, we're heading into this monster Christian holiday, which really is a pagan holiday, you know, with the rabbits and their dirty little habits, with their bunnies and their eggs and their fertility and their lunar cycles and those nuns and their dirty little habits that they're dry clean only and, you know, the Catholics. Doc.
What?
You know what I'm talking about? So we're going to spin something back-to-back now. Well, I guess everything we play is kind of secular, man. Secular. So it's always for the pagans. But we're going to do this tonight on the show by the Peanut Butter Conspiracy. Sure enough, it's a big bummer. And this is off of an LP called...
The name of the song is A Big Bummer?
Yeah, Big Bummer is the name of the song tonight. It's off of an LP called A West Coast Lovin' with... Okay, hold on to it. With the Peanut Butter Conspiracy. Yeah, dig this action, folks.
I don't love you no more, no more. Don't want you to hang around my door no more. It's like I told you before, no more. I don't love you no more, no more. When you kiss me, girl, you know you don't turn me on. I can't get satisfied. Why don't you take a ride away? Why should you worry about something you can't do nothing about? Just be thankful for a while. Someone was there to make you smile. Cause if you start to wonder why, who's gonna take you and make you cry? I don't love you no more, no more. You hang around my door no more. Just
like I told you before, no more. I don't love you no more, no more. Why don't you take a ride away? Why sit and worry about something you can't do nothing about? Just be thankful for a while. Someone was there to make you smile. Cause if you start to wonder why, lose a ticket, it makes you cry. Cry. I don't love you no more, no more. Won't you hang around my door no more? Just like I told you before. I don't love you no more, no more. Baby, I don't love you no more. But you, baby, this may be a fun trip. But to me, baby, you're just a big
Yeah, the incredible sounds now of the Peanut Butter Conspiracy off of an obscure LP from 1967 or 68 there called A West Coast Love-In with the Peanut Butter Conspiracy, okay? And there's some other groups on there too, like the Chambers Brothers, you know, but we're giving that to the for the pagans here on this Good Friday going into Easter, going into that pagan Estore fertility holiday. And Dr. Doc Brown now will very proudly read to you a few paragraphs off of the backside now. Well, calm down. Off the backside of the LP from the West Coast Love-In. Dr. Doc Brown, please take it.
All right. Well, apparently this West Coast Love-In was an actual event. And here is reported by the Los Angeles Free Press in an article. Just some anecdotes.
Just some anecdotes.
Some anecdotes.
Okay, let's hear what the scene was like there.
Here's a quote from someone. He says, although there were some people when you were looking at them, you decided to avoid them. I don't know why. Just because of the expressions on their faces. But others I just had to meet. Whatever that means.
Yeah.
This one here is a great one. I remember there was one ugly guy named Howard, and he had a dog. I traded him a flower, and he gave me a gorgeous orange flower. I don't know what kind, but it was really gorgeous. And then someone gave me some potato salad, and then I gave them the flower. That was one of the things that happened there at the Love-In.
That's beautiful stuff. Right. Doc, you're really into some beautiful stuff, man.
Well, here's another one. There was a girl with a box full of black caterpillars, and she dropped them, and they scrambled all over. So she said, everybody in, and she scooped them back in the box and continued on her way.
You're really into some beautiful stuff.
Yeah, and there were helping hands all over, especially people climbing hillsides would help each other up, and then they have no further contact. So many chance encounters, so many people obviously blissfully on acid trips, much pot smelled and even more incense. Very few cops in uniform, and those are only on the outskirts. Several leather-jacketed motorcycle groups, but no hostility or trouble. Sounds like a pretty good time.
That sounds like a great time, man.
Right.
I could be into that scene, man.
Night brought bonfires, much public lovemaking, and a light show on a windblown sail. What do you know?
Doc, you're into some beautiful stuff, man.
I think that we should have a Lost Disc radio party like that sometime, maybe in the summer.
I think we will. I think we'll turn off the mic. Yeah. We will have a Lost Discs radio show Love-In, man. Are you going to be there at the Love-In, Doc?
We'll call it the Lost Discs Love-In.
Ay, ay, ay. All right, well, so, all right.
I'll be there with bells on.
Now, since we've played something... what about your bells? No, we played something for the pagans. Now we've
remember
got
what
to.
Jesse said. Girls love the sound of popping bags.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. And as blasphemous as this may be,
rise and shine.
Here comes something Here comes something now for the Christians. Okay, because it's a Christian holiday, too. We can admit that. Let's just do it tonight exclusively on the Lost Discs radio show. Now, it's going to be the All Saved Freak Band. Oh, be careful, folks. This is not going to be pretty. Not kidding.
Out of the backwoods of the Mississippi Delta, came Elder White to fight for civil right. Was he right? He and Sister Brown, they went to town, tried to ride a bus. People call it lust. Were they right? Out of the swamp of Louisiana came a young man, played gospel piano. He joined Elder White to fight for civil right. Was he right? He and Sister Black, they broke their back in a set-down strike. They didn't believe in force or might. We think they were right. How low can a snake crawl? Can a man mount up any higher? Away to the north, I see whole cities on fire. They said peace and love was their only desire. Oh, America, oh, America, I see the seas rolling in on you. While high on the mountain top, the vultures behold the view. Oh, America, remember the one they crucified. His mother was a Jew.
She said they nailed you to the cross.
What are you up to? We're here to get some eggs to color for Easter. Marcy here fried the last batch.
I'm not here to weigh the merits of marijuana.
Well, the one three chillin' in the land of Israel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, took a little trip to the land of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Nebuchadnezzar was a king of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. He took a lot of gold and he made him an idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. And he told everybody, when you hear the music of the cornet, oh yes. And he told everybody, when you hear the music of the flute, oh Lord. And I told everybody, when you hear the music of the harp, great God, then you gotta bow down and worship the idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
But the children of Israel would not bow down. Now you couldn't fool them with a golden idol. I said you couldn't fool them with a golden idol. So the king put the children in a fire furnace. Great God, and they heaped on a coal of red hot brimstone. Lord, he made it seven times hotter, hotter than it ought to be. So the great book says, even threw in the soldiers that the king had put there. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Oh. But the good Lord, he sent out an angel. He gave him a couple of wings. Well, he went up down into the middle of the furnace and began to cool the flames. Well, then the children all got happy. They went strutting back to the fire. Just a walking and a talking about the power of the gospel. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Oh. Well, old Nebuchadnezzar cried, hey there, when he saw the power of the Lord. And I had a big time in the land of Babylon. Shadrach, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego.
Yeah, what about the incredible sound of the Ames Brothers tonight? Going around on the Lost Discs radio show. Oh, yeah, man, for March 25th of 2005. Hey, this is Jimmy Knight with you. And Dr. Doc Brown has been here with you the whole time, man. Yeah. So anyway, what were we digging? I don't know. We were digging the All Saved Freak Band before that. With their song about Elder White. And before that, of course, it was the Peanut Butter Conspiracy. With the Big Bummer. Man, we play stuff for the pagans and the Christians. And for the kids. You know,
what about the children?
What about those children? Every holiday. We're glad to do it for the kids. Anytime, folks. Once again, we do accept the analog mail. And we appreciate your QSL reports so that we can send you the pornographic pictures of our college intern, Chesty. Well, they're not really pornographic, but they're sort of something. They're candy graphic. They're titillating. They are titillating. Chesty's chest on our QSL card. So let us know how you got the signal tonight on the show off of the 7415 or the 5105 kilohertz transmitter from WBCQ. You can email it to lost@wbcq.us or drop it in the P.O. box, as Doc told you earlier, to the Lost Discs radio show. P.O. Box 157 North Haven, Connecticut 06473. And Doc, I'm afraid we gotta go in about 10 seconds.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Yeah, so good night and happy Easter for those of you that swing that way. You know what I
The Lost Discs Radio Show.